Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
When the Deepwater Horizon blowout spewed nearly 5 million barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico, President Obama put together a commission to investigate. The commission has now released one key chapter of its final report, and it concludes that BP, Halliburton, and Transocean all use techniques that save time and money and led to disaster. What's more, the commission says these problems are system-wide, making another blowout potentially right around the corner. With me is Francis Beinecke, president of the Natural Resources Defense Council and a member of the White House Commission. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you, Steve. A pleasure to be here.
First, I have to say, it's quite distressing that your report says that without major changes, another incident like the blowout in the Gulf is likely. What changes in federal regulations should be made to prevent another accident, do you think?
Well, Steve, I think there are two things that have to happen. Part is the responsibility of the government, and the other is the responsibility of the industry. Starting with the government, clearly the Interior Department didn't have the capacity to provide the oversight required to ensure that the offshore operations were conducted as safely as possible. And that goes to expertise and resources. You know, the industry has gone further offshore in more complex environments. The Interior Department has not received additional resources to deal with that more complex situation. On the other side, it's very incumbent on industry to set a series of standards and develop a safety culture which ensures that the whole industry, every company, operates at the highest level. And I think what really surprised and shocked us was that that wasn't the case. And they don't have a culture in the companies or across the industry to ensure that a safety culture is the primary operating principle. And that's what the commission report is really focused on, how to change that.
If the federal government gets more involved in regulating this, it's going to cost dough. What are the prospects of getting that kind of support out of Congress for changes?
Well, I think, of course, that's a very, very important issue. Now, you have to remember that the offshore oil and gas leasing program provides the second highest source of revenue to the federal government after the tax dollar. This is an enormously lucrative program to the federal government, totaling billions of dollars. So it's imperative, really, that the Interior Department have a few hundred million, literally, to deal and provide the oversight for a multi-billion dollar industry. You know, in this instance, the federal government has to make the investment to make sure that it's done safely.
And what about the argument that tighter regulations are going to lead to higher costs at the pump? We see gas prices going up, up, and up as we're speaking.
Well, gas prices certainly are going up, up, and up, and this is not the reason for it. How prices are set is independent of that. But, you know, my view of this is we can't afford not to do this. I think that, you know, the American public expects that if we're going to drill in the offshore environment after what we all witnessed this past summer, that we should be operating at the highest international standards. In fact, we should be creating them.
Francis Beinecke, what exactly went wrong in the Macondo well case? What happened?
There was no single mistake. There was a whole series of judgments as that well was being drilled, and particularly as they were trying to seal off the well after the exploratory drilling had occurred. And the complexity of it is enormous. I mean, you have to realize that they were basically drilling it over 18,000 feet from where the rig sat. Just imagine how complex it is to know what's happening 12,000 feet under the sea floor. And in many different instances with cementing and negative pressure tests and closing down the well, there were judgments made that were sort of maybe the quicker, faster way to resolve the issue, but they didn't do a full risk analysis of what each of those decisions resulted in. So when the well started to kick, a lot of things went wrong. And, you know, the safety procedures that one would think would be in place really weren't.
Your commission has only issued one chapter out of its report so far. What should we expect when we get to see the whole report?
When you get the report as a whole, it will paint a broader picture, not only of what happened that day, but what the response was, you know, how long it took to contain it, you know, what it took on the ground to control the oil that was coming ashore, and, you know, how devastating the economic and social implications were all across the Gulf Coast, what happened to the Gulf fisheries. So when you get the whole report, it's going to paint a much broader picture of what the experience was as a result of the Deepwater Horizon blowout, and what needs to happen not only from industry developing a much stronger safety culture to what the Interior Department responsibility to what kind of scientific research is necessary, both in the Gulf and in new areas in which they want to explore, and how to improve the response should a spill like this ever happen again. And then finally, how do you restore this incredibly productive and rich ecosystem? How do you make that Gulf Coast resilient in the future and so that its productivity is maintained?
Frances Beinecke is the president of the Natural Resources Defense Council and a member of the White House Fact-Finding Commission on the Deepwater Horizon blowout in the Gulf of Mexico. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve, very much. A pleasure to be here.
Just ahead, harmonious thoughts from a king in waiting. Keep listening for Prince Charles on Living on Earth.